Not drifting ice, the wind drifting slowly, but it was a warm wind. It was also spitting. Elizabeth was standing confidently. She had purple shoes, but it was a dim purple and was fading and turning black. She stood on top of the old battered wall, but then she fell with a crash and a bang. Then she saw the stranger mending the engine, screech, bang. When he turned around, he had black dust all over his face. When Elizabeth handed over his toxic green goggles, he said, "Thanks, here." And then Elizabeth said, "Here are your goggles," she faintly told him. It took a rather long time for him to reply, "Oh, thanks. Do you want some goggles?" he confidently asked her. She said, "Yes, please." Then he asked, "Red, yellow, green, blue, or active red, or do you just want pink or turquoise?" There was a short silence. Then she replied, "Can I have pink?" Then he replied quickly, "Sure, why not? After all, I offered, not you." She thought, "He's the nicest man I've ever met. She asked, What's your name?" He took a deep breath. Then the stranger answered, "I am Albert." After that, Elizabeth told him, "And I'm Elizabeth. Can I have my goggles, please?" "Why, yes, you can. Here," and answered Albert. "Can I come with you?" He was godsmacked. "Really? With me?" She giggled. "Yes, of course, with you. And you're making me blush. You're funny," he shouted with joy. "Yes, of course you can." But then they took off. "It's amazing," she shouted. This is not the best bit. This is just the tip of the iceberg." "Really?" she yelled. "It's cold, isn't it?" Yes, replied the stranger. Bang, smash, boom, screech. Then they stopped in midair. Then they were going down. "Ah!" Then he pressed a big button on, and 5 parachutes came out. One came out of the top, 2 on each side, but duct taped together, came out the side. So they glided down slowly. Can I open the cloud by putting my hand in the sky? Yes. Call me," said Elizabeth. "Okay, let's stay in touch, okay?"